I'm very excited. Sarah Schmidt is here in the studio. Sarah is a singer and songwriter local to Everett. Hey.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
You are so welcome. It is just a pleasure to welcome you here to KSCR. And you're performing live, a benefit for KSCR.
Yes, with Jason Webley, an amazing, talented, magical musician. This will be at the Hartley Mansion on January 28th. And if you go to KSCR's website, you can get the tickets there. Show starts at 8 and the doors open at 7.
Cool.
I'm really excited to be in that space. It'll be 70 tickets, so very intimate. And
wow.
You know, just a ballroom, and I haven't been in there, but I'm expecting that it will feel pretty magical.
I think so, a small gathering setting like that. So we have an EP here that you put together, I Don't Mind the Mess.
Yeah.
That's a great title.
Yeah, I'm a single parent, and I'm a toddler and preschool teacher. Mm-hmm. And for the last 10 years, there's been a lot of messes that really I've had to just deal with how to be the best person I can be around that and not always try to get ahead of things, but just play and find a balance and relax. And a lot of the music came out of that kind of journey of trying to find a balance in life of having fun and being responsible and just growing at the same time. So,
wow. Great life lesson in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you are going to start out with a song called Tools. Is that right? Do you want to tell me a little bit about that song?
Yeah. Hopefully I don't tell it too long of a story. I can talk a little bit too much sometimes, but this was a poem at first, just came out as a poem, and each line was just kind of a tool for me, like an imaginary tool belt. My stepmom used to tell me, you have an imaginary tool belt all the time, and every time you learn a lesson, you put a tool in your tool belt.
Wow.
So, you know, listening to things, uncovering things, it's all kind of a tool. So that's where the title comes from. And in the song, it's kind of about letting go, you know, throwing old things out and taking a picture of them, though, so you remember them, and holding that memory really carefully, you know, in a sacred way. And when I wrote it, wrote the poem, the music kind of came after on the piano, and it kind of, I was like, oh, this is supposed to be a song. And at this time, my stepmom's father was dying, my step-grandfather. And during the process of him passing away, the song just started to grow and grow. Mm. And by the time I had it completed, was a year ago, actually, January 31st. And he passed away, and we went over to Eastern Washington, and he had a lot of tools in his garage, and there was some my stepmom and her sister arguing over what they were going to get, what hammers and gloves, and I actually used his tools to trim his clematis. You know, it was very special to him, so it became more of a solid concrete meaning, and a lot of the words in the song and lyrics are about letting go, so I sang it for my stepmom at my grandpa's house, you know.
Wow, and you're going to sing it here today as well.
Yeah.
Wow. Sarah Schmidt, and local singer-songwriter here in the studios of KSCR.
Thank you. Is purposeful. Touch to the last move, this is imperative. Cry to acceptance, I'm changing perceptions. Pieces land separately, holding the memory carefully, gently. I'm reading the symbols, absorbing the sacredness. a feeling too. Open wider, there's more to listen to. Look up higher, cause big is a feeling too. Plants in the concrete, me and my heartbeat. Animal language, I try to engage and travel on these feet. I'm writing the passing time, rhythm to give me rhyme. And I'm drying on a different kind, tying the threads to the quilt that made me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was so beautiful. You know, I had a chance to listen to your EP, and I love the song, and there's just a quality about your voice that is even more beautiful live.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, so coming to see Sarah live and hearing her sing is going to be a wonderful, wonderful thing. You know, we are grateful to you coming in here, community radio. You know, we do our best to support local musicians, local singers and songwriters. And so we're really grateful that you're here.
Yeah, it's a symbiotic relationship, though, because this is really important for me and special for me to have an opportunity to share my heart when it's hard to be yourself a lot. And it's hard to do it out loud in front of people, you know, when you're not sure of yourself. So I'm excited for the opportunity, and I know it inspires a lot of other people in the community. It's just close, you know, being local, and people need to feel in touch with their community. So this station is very important for Everett and all over, really.
Right. And, you know, what an inspiration that, you know, when you share your heart with others, it does give folks the courage to say, you know, I can be honest, and mm-hmm. I can be out there with who I am as a person.
Yeah.
And this is what's important to me.
Yeah, that's really why I became who I am, is you know, seeing other people and feeling inspiration and recognizing there was something in me that I was allowed to pass on to other people, whether mm-hmm. it was little kids or parents of young children or just somebody you meet in the grocery store, you know?
You have a song called Pass It On, too.
Yeah. That's it's kind of a love song, but the idea of creating love and being able to pass that on, well, essentially why we're here, you know, but right. So passing things on to other people, like Martin Luther King, this day is really, really about that, like having courage to stand up for what you see that can be right in the world, and passing that to other people and saying, you can do this too. I know you believe in it, and we can say it out loud together and spread that.
And it's, you know, knowing that we believe it in our hearts, and even though we can get, I can get caught up in my life and busyness you know, all the stuff, and, you know, but taking a minute to sit back and relax and say, hey, what's really important?
Mm-hmm. And it takes each other to remind each other of that. You know, just saying it out loud. A lot of times I think we have tons of thoughts that maybe one out of every 10 actually, you know, comes out when you're brave enough, or maybe it's not the right time. But when you say it out loud, or just email an artist that inspires you or something, everybody needs that kind of reminder. Mm-hmm. So,
and if you want to email Sarah and tell her just how wonderful you think she is.
Oh, I didn't write my email on there, but I can.
Oh, but Facebook.
Yes.
You're on Facebook as Sarah Schmidt Music. That's Sarah Schmidt, Schmidt Music. And if you check our KSCR website, I've got her name listed there as well. And so you can double check. And you can always call us here at KSCR as well. And there's a link to NimbitMusic.com. Mm-hmm. That's where your tracks are.
Yeah. And if you do NimbitMusic.com/ Sarah Hoopla Music. It's an interesting name. There's a lot of Sarah Schmidts out there, so I had to pick something interesting. But
Hoopla is a great word.
Hoopla is, so with the H of my name, you know, so Sarah Hoopla Music, and there's tracks to listen to, samples of, and purchase digitally on there. So
nice.
Yeah.
Great. And you can get tickets for the concert next Friday night. And that is right here in Everett. Doors are at 7. The show starts at 8. And you, so you're going to start the show for us. And great. And you, I would love for you to play another song. You have another song ready to play?
Yes, I do. It's called Lullaby. And it's pretty self-explanatory, but when you start relationships and then you realize that you need to back up a little bit and you got caught up or something went wrong or, you know, this song was essentially my way of helping myself say goodbye and wrapping up a process and getting it kind of out the door in a gentle way. So It's called Lullaby. I'm thinking maybe we should just let this rest. And maybe this is the last goodbye, and maybe this is the last kiss. So baby, I made this Lola.
Sarah Schmidt performing live here in the studios of KSER. And that track was called Lullabies, and that's from her EP, I Don't Mind the Mess, that is going to be available at the KSER Benefits Show Friday, January 28th at the Hartley Mansion right here in Everett. And you're going to be performing with Jason Webley. How did that work out?
That's a very interesting story. My parents, they actually work at Pike Place Market. They sell little ocarinas, little clay flutes, make them right here in Muckleteel. Huh? And Jason Webley went to elementary school with my older stepbrother. So they watched him grow up from a little child. And then all of a sudden he was playing music across the street from Pike Place, busking when he started out. So I just heard about him all the time, never met him, and, oh, you have to see Jason Webley, you need his music, and he's this magical person. And I was down in San Francisco working a food show. I used to sell sea salt for a living, so I was selling sea salt, and in my hotel, I looked in the paper, and Jason Webley, oh, this is my time to meet him. So I went to a show, introduced myself, and said, I'm Sandy and Richard's daughter, and it was oh, we're Everett folk, and we're going to be friends. So that was about 6 years ago, and we've grown pretty tight, pretty good friends. He's a really special person, very very sweet, very fun, and brings something out in people, like a little childlike nature. So his show is just magical. It's one of the best I've ever been to. So I'm really honored that he asked me to open and that he essentially made this all happen. And he's pretty incredible guy.
I agree as well, and he's always been a real supporter of the radio station, and we are big fans of his as well. And
his CD's right there.
I know. I have his new one on vinyl at home too, and
he adds a creative element that, you know, everybody needs novelty a little bit to keep them going on, and he always has a little, like, 11 cents in an envelope, or the, you know, something really silly, or a scratch and sniff Tacoma sticker, or something ridiculous. It just makes you like, who is this guy? What is he doing out there? So, it's awesome. I love it.
And what a treat, then, to be able to play out with him.
Yeah. Very different artists, and, you know, and I think that's a good thing, though.
I think so, too, yeah. You know, I just, there's so many parts of your music that I love, and there was this one line in that song about how can we lose something we can't keep, and just got me to thinking about the idea of change, and...
Yeah, well, butterflies is what always comes to mind for me. Like, there's all these sayings about, I have one at home, happiness is like a butterfly. You know, you can't keep it and hold on to it, but if you just sit quietly and still, it might come and sit on your shoulder. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, or like love, do not alter the course of love, for if love finds you worthy, it will alter your course. Like, you can't really hold things tight and be scared to lose them. I think that puts some kind of negative energy into that. You know, if you have faith that you're going to get what you need to become who you're supposed to become, then there's really no thought of, I'm going to lose. It's like, I have it right now. I have it today. Yes. And that's something to be thankful for. So that's really helped me in my life and in relationships and with myself and everybody else. So.
Mm-hmm. And loving it the way it is.
Exactly. Not trying to love a future. Right. Of something and go, oh, in 10 years it's going to be awesome, so I'm just going to hang on to it and, you know, lose myself for a while. It's, accepting things the way they are.
And appreciating today.
Yeah, absolutely.
As it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Beautiful message. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for coming in here. It's going to be an awesome, I got to say, it's going to be an awesome show.
Yeah, I'm excited. I know there was a lot of tickets sold even 2 weeks ago when I came to visit you guys. Yeah. 70, there's quite a bit. So I think if people would like to attend, it's really good to get your tickets now. I'm sure it will sell out. His shows usually do, and with small number of tickets available.
And a small venue and an intimate venue like that.
I think
what
I'm
a great
dress up too. I was telling some friends, I think we should wear black and pearls or do something fancy in a mansion.
Inspiring. Gloves, maybe.
Yeah. A hat. Yeah. I'll take them off before I
You've heard dramatic.
Yes, I'll throw them to the crowd. it'll be a good time.
So you can visit the KSER website, kser.org. That's the way to get tickets, and you you will be really glad you attended this show. Sarah, thank you. Thank you so much.
You,
you know, the metaphor, the toolkit, the tool belt of life's lessons we carry around. I'm going to carry that with me. Thank you. That's just a beautiful
it
image.
It never leaves you. It's always there. So.
Thank you. Thank you. Sarah Schmidt, here live performing at the studios of KSER. Sarah Schmidt and Jason Webley performing live for KSER benefit on January 28th. So visit the KSER website to get tickets for that show. Thank you again for the time coming
Thanks
in today.
For having me.